Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here Monday, the 18th of October, 7:05 in the morning here. And the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
So what day is it? I mean, what national day is this?
It's Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Chocolate Cupcake Day.
And then it's also No Beer Day, but...
No Beer Day?
Yeah. No Beer Day.
There's no such thing.
I guess I'm not a participant of No Beer Day.
Yesterday, Linda and Karen were completely redoing the house because it's fall. And you found, 10... Guinness.
Well, they were stuck in
Guinness
the back.
Stout.
Yes, they were.
Oh my gosh! You know what?
Yeah.
I don't drink beer very much, very much, but I love Guinness.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this Monday morning. I'm so happy to be here. I left my keys. I got out to the car. I know all of you have experienced this before. I got out to the car, and I couldn't open the door because usually I have a fob, and I always have my keys in the car, keys in my purse. So that meant that I had to go turn the alarm off, wait for the alarm to set, all that stuff. Anyway, so I'm just scooted in, but yes, right now, really in the downtown area, it's not raining, but we have a slight chance of showers today. Then mostly sunny with a high of only 60, partly cloudy. Tonight, 43. Tuesday calls for partly sunny with a high of 62. Tuesday night consists of rain. 90% chance of rain Tuesday night. Overnight lows of 47. Wednesday, rainy again with a high of 56. Thursday, rain likely at 61. Friday, rain again at 64. And Saturday, showers likely cloudy with a high near 59. Oh, boy. You ready to bring out your weather, your cooler weather with your sweaters and that kind of good stuff? But we need the rain, and we're so glad to be able to have this. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And with me today, with us today, is Dave Cockrell, who is...
Hi, Dave.
American Legion.
American Legion, Ambeth, VFW.
All of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Frank Rose, who, of course, is one of the main instigators of having people on the station here.
Yes.
He comes in.
Very
good
much
morning.
So.
Good morning.
Before we get started on with Dave, a couple of things. But Frank was honored by the Army Golden Knights Saturday. It was in the air.
What?
Were you up in the air when they did this?
No, I was down on the ground. And when they were coming down, which is a routine that they do with the team, they pass a baton between each other.
Right.
Yeah, and I didn't know all of that until they got down on the ground, and then I was ushered out there, and the guys took out their jump uniforms off, and they were in their sky shots and a beret on, and they lined up, and then I was asked to come out, and then they all shook my hand, and then the lead guy gave me this baton that they passed down with a little saying on the front who they were, and oh my goodness, what a great thing that was in front of all those people. I was really honored.
Well, tell us about where this looked.
This was at the Benton Airfare.
Oh my goodness. And what does it say on that baton?
Well, it says, passed in midair by the members of the U.S. Army parachute team, Golden Knights.
That's why I said I thought you were up there with them jumping.
Tandemly.
Yeah. Well, emotionally I was.
Emotionally.
It was congratulations. If anyone were to be honored, it would be you, Frank Rose.
Well, I appreciate that from everybody.
You are
a treasure here. Hey, Frank, how big was did it have a it was a big success.
Oh,
huge
thousands
success.
And thousands of people.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
And they had all kinds of booths for everybody, and their brother and their sister and their uncles and
300.
All the Marines, the Army, the Navy, they all had booths there. It was
300,
amazing.
300 cars out there for a show and shine, warplanes flying over. Yeah,
they had the Oscar Mayer Wiener big bus or whatever you call it. That was there.
Yes, they've come here before and been on our morning show. And but anyway, fantastic. Oh, that's so great. And yeah, my father's a Korean War veteran, and he was in town, but they left super early because we tried to encourage them to stay and go to the Benton Airfield. So, Dave, what's on your agenda? What's happening? And thank you for joining us this morning. Always great to see you.
Oh, I have several things. One, the big one is a stand down, which is not existing this year. And also veterans.
That was going to be this Friday, right?
It was going to be next
Next Friday. Because we always set it up because we're out there.
Doing a live remote?
Ted Leidy and I are out there doing a live remote. So,
the reason why, what happened was, we could put a stand down on. The VA said we could. VA pays for us to have the facility at the fairgrounds. But there was stipulations. One, it had to be open. No enclosure. That meant all the clothing, the VA, if they were going to do anything, everything had to be out in the open. We don't have the pop-ups. We don't have the tents to do such a thing. The other thing is, what do we do with all the clothing and stuff if it rains? It doesn't rain in October, right?
Well, was it when you say the VA, does that mean the VA in the sky back in D.C.?
No, this is from down in the VA locally, and I forgot her name. She controls it. We didn't get the word until the 15th of September that these were the particulars. It had to be open, no enclosure, no overnight, no medical by the VA.
Oh, boy.
So
that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. And
that takes out, like,
shelter for the animals, shelter for the food.
That takes like two-thirds of what you're doing out there. You're buying people in, so, and a place to stay. Get checked, get cleaned up. Yeah.
So the other thing is, you know, stand down is a hand up, not a hand out.
Right.
That's what our policy is. So Chico put theirs on. So I went out to Chico to find out how. They had everything roped off. Everything was up on a pop-up. There were 6 feet separation. Masks were mandated, which we would have had to have masks. They were all outside. The VA was there.
Even outside, you have to wear a mask.
Yes.
How did they keep?
What is that? I thought it was you didn't have to wear a mask outside.
Nope, that was the criteria that the VA put in force.
Does anybody know what the criteria is, really? I mean, for an event, you got to have masks. No, you don't have to have masks. Biden goes to a restaurant in D.C. where everybody's supposed to be masked. He wasn't masked. So if he doesn't mask, why do the rest of us have
to
mask?
Let's just talk about what's happening right here and how Chico was able to pull it off.
All right.
What do you mean with the pop-up? Can you share with us the visual of that?
What it is Elks has a structure which is all open, and that's where they had the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's stipulation on food. You know, you can't reach for food. That has to be handed to you. That's, I understand, is one of the health issues. The VA was there. The only thing they gave was flu shots. And they were a little pop-up. I talked to them. How can you, you know. And the person I talked to was very adamant about doing the stand down, because this is the time when the veterans that don't get the issue health that they need, or the clothing or clean up. And that's what the stand down is. A lot of people, I don't know if they realize stand down is away from the combat area. That's where it was in Vietnam. You know, we stood down. That's when we weren't in the combat situation.
You stand down. It's a pause of everything you're doing.
Right.
So that you can, you know, it could be maintenance. It could be, you know, that you've experienced some really horrendous things going on up front. So you stand everybody down. Everybody relax for 24, 48
hours. So coming back to camp, if you will, and getting
back in. Yeah, it's a isolated, protected time.
Yeah.
So the board decided not to do the stand down because of, I signed the contract. There was no way, I didn't have a contract. There's no way that I could force into the contract to have us, we don't have the tents like we did years before.
Yeah.
And the National Guard couldn't participate. So they could individually, but not as a unit.
Why?
So that was their mandate. That's what we came down. So we couldn't get the equipment.
Well, maybe they were doing fires.
That's possibly true.
As well as coming
in. We couldn't get the manpower. that we usually did because mm-hmm. of the fires.
Yes.
So that was another yeah. issue. But
it was like a
perfect storm. Yeah. Main issue became because what the criteria of the VA put mm-hmm. on us to yeah. do the stand down. So that's why I want everyone to understand, nope, we do not have a stand down this year. And hopefully next year we're going to do a little things differently, hopefully. That'll make it a lot easier for us to set up. So that's one of the other issues.
Yeah. Well, I would plan on this going being crazy like this next year. That way, if you're prepared for it, and I know you, Dave, you're always prepared, you know, just plan on it being just like it is now, you know, so that you've got everything set up and ready to go that yeah. way.
I have to check with the fairgrounds. Yeah. I have to do, there's a lot of things I have to do.
Yeah.
And we just had our treasurer pass away, which means that's another thing that I have to mm-hmm. take mm-hmm. care of.
So. We have to take a quick break here.
Okay.
One thing that stays the same, though, is our Sleep Number bed.
Absolutely. And we do own one. And we've owned a Sleep Number, two different models, since about 2010. And it is really, like, after having just a very physical and intense weekend, it was very nice to be able to come back and know that you're going to sleep well. And that's our Sleep Number, my Sleep Number setting. I've been taking it down to 20 with my M8. Our M8.
And my Sleep Number setting is 35 because it's different than our last bed. You know, many ways you can help to sleep better. And one of the ways is no electronics in the last hour. Turn off the TV. Charge your phone someplace else. Get the room as dark as you can. Because proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And you can save up to $800 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds right now through today, plus special financing. It ends today only at Sleep Number stores, and our Sleep Number store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. Now, that special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. That's Sleep Number. We'll be right back with Dave Cockrell and Frank Rose.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauch's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer, only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Baselight pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauch's Landscape Supply carries all your sands, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects, whether you pick up or we deliver. Now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauch's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauch's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 18th of October, 7:21 in the morning. And we're here with Dave Cockrell and Frank Rose. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms. Been in the business 11 years. It's a, just a great place to buy guns and all the accessories, ammo, everything you can imagine. Get your CCW class there. It's got it all, and they have great customer service. This is our firearms dealer of choice, is Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. As I said, we're here with Dave Cockrell, who is with the American Legion, but several other organizations, and Frank Rose, who is just, you know, like a veteran that's involved with everything from the Korean War and more. Dave, you want to talk about the other organizations, too?
Yes. As you come into Shasta County, you see a sign that says Shasta County Honors Veterans. I always ask, what do veterans do for Shasta County? A lot of people don't know that we are in the community doing a lot. One of the things they would do, I'll talk about American Legion, our local post, Shasta Post 197. We do Boys State and Girl State. We haven't done Girl State in years, but in the future I'm hoping to do Girl State. That teaches the students our form of government, and it's a wide open, you know, I don't want to get political, but it's too bad that our congressmen and our state representatives don't follow the Constitution. That is our law. And this was what the American Legion teaches, is what is the Constitution. The other thing is, by belonging to the American Legion, there are benefits. Like, they just had fires. Well, you, the American Legion, if you're a member of the American Legion, you can put in for some relief. It's not a large relief, but it'll help you. The other thing is, we go to AMVETS. AMVETS has what's known as a suicide prevention, which I just gave Carl some bands. The idea there is, right now, especially right now, veterans need to contact someone, especially if you're locked up or you, when I say locked up, I mean you're isolated. You need to talk to someone. There's 22 veterans a day committing suicide. You need to reach out. And that's what these bands are about. They have you call the 1-800 number and talk to someone. And it has been proven a fact that they have saved lives by having people contact them. That's what the local post in 1996 does as far as suicide. Also, we do Americanism. The Americanism is where K-1 through K-12, we have them do special programs, either do, like a map of the flag or a picture of the flag,
right.
The essays on the back, and then the ninth grader gets a chance, if they get selected by the department, to go back to Valley Forge. I think last couple of years they haven't. I've been there. That's an outstanding program. That's about comparable to going to Boys State
or Girl State from the American Legion. They are students' outstanding programs. That's some of the things we do. And you have the VFWs as Voice of Democracy and Patriot Spin, which also goes for strengthening of Americanism. That's some of the stuff we do just for children and youth. We have other programs which I would love to get involved with. Our problem is we're a small post. We have very few people that participate. And even if you are a veteran, and when I say a veteran, this includes women as well as men, you're eligible for a very unique organization. You don't pay union dues. You pay a yearly fee to belong. And this gives you benefits that you can get from the American Legion and AMVET. So I encourage, even if you have a family, right now the younger veterans are doing a family. And I always say family comes first, work second, because you're supporting the family. And these volunteer organizations like American Legion, AMVET, that's second because they're volunteer. Family always comes first. But if you join now, right now, you are protecting the benefits of past, present, and future. And everyone knows what the government giveth, the government will take away. And that's a fact. I know that the last president, and I agree with what his theory was as far as the Congress, they wanted to do away with some of the benefits. And if it wasn't for these veterans organizations speaking up, we would have lost veterans. Some veterans would have really suffered badly. The other thing is active duty. We support active duty. We support the county's veteran service officers. There's a lot of things in behind the scene that we support that people don't understand or aren't aware of. I don't want to say don't understand. They're not aware of. And I always say, if you are honorably discharged, man or woman, you are eligible for these organizations. And I always say, pick the one you're comfortable with, at least one. And be a voice, not only in the state, but into Congress, because that's what we need. And right now, we need bodies. Because right with this, the war ending, they were going to deplete the defense budget, which they always do they do it. And that's going to affect also the VA. A lot of people don't understand the VA is in that defense budget. And that takes away a lot of the medical and stuff from the veterans. So by belonging, you are a voice to speak up and try to help.
In most cases in Congress, it's all a bunch of BS about supporting veterans. It just is. They haven't served. Their kids haven't served in most cases. They have no concept of what it is. In rare occasions, they have served. But when they start whacking away at the benefits earned, now these aren't entitlements; these are earned benefits. It never ceases to amaze me.
Well, see,
when they do this, they try to do it. Let me put it this way: when they try to do it,
I can't representing the veterans organization. I can't talk about political or religious, because we're non-political. I can't support anyone.
Yeah.
Now, as personal, I can, but not.
Right.
You're speaking for the American.
And you're representing today. Frank is holding these little flags. Now, these flags mean what, Frank? I mean, of course, we know that.
Oh, what?
Just say it, Frank.
Well, just say it on the air. Yeah. You're holding
retiring
a flag.
Flags is what the American Legion is.
Okay, yeah. You're retiring flags. All right, so that would have been major sign language, sir. I probably wouldn't have understood.
I did. I understood what you're saying. He's holding a flag, and he's like he's holding a match under it. And I'm thinking, we're burning flags, not in this place.
I thought he was going to talking about the flags we give to the parade and the flag.
Right.
Yeah. That's another thing.
That's
you do.
Yeah. We gave what 200. 2,000? Yeah.
I would love, I'm not really sure, but if we lined up 20 kids from different schools and say, do you understand what retiring the flag means? I can bet your bottom dollar, unless they have a veteran in their home and they understood from the information being passed down through a generation, they would not understand what it means.
One of my favorite questions is, Do you know what kind of government Nazi Germany had? And I get blank. I get all kinds of answers.
Socialist.
So, yes, that's right. A lot of people don't realize Nazi Germany was a socialist, national socialist government. And what comes next after socialism? Dictatorship.
Well, anyway.
That's one of my voice
statements. Okay, so how do you join the American Legion or AMVETS or any of these? How do you join the American Legion?
American Legion, you can contact one of the officers. You can actually go national, and I'd like to have you join the local post.
Sure, of course.
And you can contact me. But my problem is my phone doesn't work all the time, as Frank knows. I'll give you that number. And then also for AMVETS, I'm going to give you their number, because that's because of their program. The phone number for AMVETS would be 530-357-3380. I know Tom and Debbie are going to love me for doing that.
Well, those are two
don't
wonderful.
Take it.
Tom and Debbie Johnson.
But
those
see,
are great
that's
people.
The Americanism program for them, and that's important for them to get that information out to the schools. So, and my number is 530-605-8114. Leave a message, because my phone doesn't always work right
now. Do you have a Facebook page?
No, but we should start.
But you should start.
Okay. Yes. I am.
I know, but there's bound to be somebody that isn't.
Yeah. It's.
You need to get a Facebook page going, buddy, because that's what they look at. That's what the younger people look at. Even yeah. I look at it.
My problem was I was very heavy into security.
Yes.
And phones, and
yeah.
That is very unsecure. So I'm sorry. I've been said that I'm, what, paranoid?
Yeah.
But I already know what the government does, because I did it.
Yeah. Oh, you did it. Okay.
Yes, I was
Dave Cockrell and Frank Rose, thank you so much for being here today. American Legion, big news is the stand down is not going to happen at the end of the month due to a variety of government restrictions and the inability to get everything done with what we have because of these changes, these drastic changes. So thanks so much for being here, guys.
Well, thank you.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Went to their 15th birthday
celebration.
It was great. And let me tell you, somebody's got to call me and tell me which one, who the caterer was for this, because
it was wonderful.
It was absolutely fabulous, and it was a great birthday. 15 years, Cornerstone Bank's been around. Of course, they've got the three branches, one in Red Bluff, where they started 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right here in downtown, right in the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and then a new branch going to be in Anderson. They've been helping people since the day they opened to move their dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Terry Sheedy from Health and Human Services.
When an early autumn walks the land and chills the breeze and touches with her hand summer trees, perhaps you'll understand what memories I own.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from B&T 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at B&T makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us.
Just call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
And good morning and welcome back to our Monday morning show. Oh yeah, it's Monday. You know when it's raining and you're trying to get out of the house. And maybe you've forgot your keys, and you're looking for the spare key, and you're trying to get that happen too. You rearrange the furniture, and then you realize when it's dark outside and you stub your toe, and then you're trying to get into a new pair of boots that perhaps you bought last year and they just don't fit the same. It's like Jess of showers today with our highs about 60.
By the way, that wasn't me.
And it had nothing to do with just maybe somebody else. Mostly cloudy today with our overnight lows of 43. As we progress Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 60. Tuesday night will be rainy, 47. Let's just talk about little wave tops here. Wednesday, rain. Thursday, rain likely. And Friday, rain. Okay, it's time for me to bring my pads in. I did not bring my pads in, all of them. My outside pads, you know, like the, you know,
the things you sit on.
The things you sit on. Not my football patch. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Jeff of Crackmaster, a veteran-owned business. He can fix the... Okay, it's going to be... Well, it's rainy, and it's going to be... you're going to be putting on your heater. So when we do these extreme weathers, and we go from the air conditioning to the heater in your car, your little chips and cracks can expand. So if you've been hanging out and thinking, oh, it's not going to be a big deal, it could be a big deal, and you don't want to be on the freeway en route to someplace when your windshield will do the long crack. So check it out now. Go see Jeff. Make an appointment at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. He's located on 273. His number's 241-8373.
Okay, we're here with Carrie Sheedy from Shasta County Health and Human Services. Two things. Colin Powell.
Ooh.
Just passed.
Oh, that was
84
years old. I just
saw
that on the news, so that made me so sad.
And it said...
He was somebody, but can I just say this real quickly?
Sure.
Colin Powell, for me, was somebody... When we look at our leadership today, you know, it's really odd that you could be maybe doing laundry or doing your makeup or digging something, how we think about things. And I was thinking about people in national leadership that have... an elegance, a leadership, they have integrity, and you look at them and think, you know, I can listen to you because the things out of your mouth make me feel like I'm part of the bigger picture. You know, he was a true, from our perspective, in my perspective, was a true gentleman in his leadership. He had a lot of integrity. And so when I saw this in the news this morning, my heart was really super heavy because he was only 84, which is young. I mean, we should be able to be living these long lives. And the fact that it said in these particular headlines that he died from COVID complications and was vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. So, Carrie, and then let me add one other person to this, that he's not nationally known, but he sure played a big part in our veterans community here. And that's Mark George, who ran the Veterans Cemetery at IGO, and he ran two or three others that he was in charge of just passed, also last Thursday, and from COVID, from every source that comes in and tells me this.
And he was only 51.
He was 51 years old. When you say complications of COVID, doesn't mean necessarily you died of COVID. It was just something that added on to maybe things you had already.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And if you go to our website at Shasta Ready, our epidemiologist did a nice little video that explains the really complicated process that we go through to determine if a death is a COVID death. And so usually death from COVID complications would mean that he had other things going on, and had he not developed COVID, he would not have died at that time from those complications.
Okay, now, I've had... And I've mentioned this before. I had the doctor on that had the first four COVID mm-hmm. deaths. And he said, oh, no, they had a lot of underlying things.
Sure.
But that they probably, he said, they would be alive if it wasn't for COVID. So what we're talking about is a person could be on their way out, I hate to put it that way, but declining in COVID, then they get COVID, and that just kind of pushes them off over the edge.
Certainly.
So it could be you died from emphysema or whatever, COPD now, or whatever they call it, heart failure and COVID.
Yes.
So it's, would it be counted as COVID then?
If COVID, like you were saying that the doctor had told you, if COVID contributed to the death,
right.
then yes. But if it did not, then no.
Okay. So the the famous motorcycle incident in Florida where they said he died of COVID after,
right.
you know, when he was killed in a motorcycle wreck, but he had COVID.
Correct.
And when they said, you know, and they saw he had COVID, they just put it up there. So what COVID is that multiplier, it sounds like.
It can be, most definitely.
Yeah.
The motorcycle case, unfortunately, you know, when something like that happens, it's really hard to make that go away.
It doesn't go away.
And,
it doesn't go away.
And that
yeah.
does not happen. That does not happen here in Shasta County or California or, hopefully not in Florida anymore.
Yeah,
the COVID deaths here are people who would not have died had it not been for COVID.
So this is again somewhat, or would you say, or would you agree with there's a sensationalism with COVID, in the sense that we want to address it, that it is here. What are we doing about it? It would be like the swine flu, the epidemic of the flu, and that many of us went to go have flu shots. Now we're being mandated. This is a different thing because it's a pandemic. So, what do you tell the person listening? They have now, I mean, he's an example where somebody could, those who are non-vaxxers will have this. Well, see, here's a guy who is a leader, had every possibility of the top notch, anything that he could do, as far as medical treatment, had vaccinated twice and then died of COVID complications. So how really good is the shot? Why should I do it? So there's the argument. So what do you say in a position where you see it all the time about people who are unvaxxed, people who are vaxxed, about what we're doing here? What are we trying to tell people?
Right. That's a great question. And so here in Shasta County in the past 3 months, we've had 93 people die from COVID that has been confirmed. We're still investigating some that are more recent. And of those 93, 10 of them were fully vaccinated. And there's...
Like Colin Powell.
Correct. And so And probably also like Colin Powell, there were, he's an older adult, right? And so these are the people who, if folks are going to get breakthrough cases, the chances are it's going to be somebody who is older, who has health conditions, things like that. We still need to be really careful to protect those folks.
How many people do you all keep track of how many people have had COVID and then get it again?
We do not have that data collected. We know certainly there are some. I think we all know people, right, who have gotten COVID more than once, but I don't have a figure on that.
I don't know anybody that's gotten COVID.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. No. Yeah,
but
I've heard of a few.
I know people that have got it first. I know people that have gotten COVID after they got the vaccination, but that was, if anything in this whole year and a half was, when they were touting the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine, they didn't mention that, by the way, this is not like the flu vaccine, that you can still catch COVID. It won't be as bad, and you can still pass it on. I don't remember, but you've been following this a lot closer than I have. I don't remember that being at, you know, us being told that, right? You know, at the beginning, you know, when they were pushing vaccinations.
Sure, and there was a lot of information coming at us and a lot of things changing as scientists learn more about COVID. But yeah, with an mRNA vaccine, it was always known that there was going to be some, you know, some vaccines are
perfect-ish. Yeah.
And then
right.
Others are not. You know, the flu vaccine, I don't know, is like, it depends on the strain, but sometimes it's like 60 to 70%, and we consider that to be really good. So this COVID vaccine is about, I don't know, in the 80s or 90s, which is pretty good.
That's good. Now we're going to have to take a break, but I want our listeners to think about this, or please do think about this. How many times have you heard, or yourself personally have received, got your flu shot and then got the flu? Because the strain. They can only predict what the strain was last year and try to make the concoction to what was. They can't think about what's going to be in the future because they don't know what it is. So that's kind of like what we're dealing with here. We're going to take a break. We're here with Karen Schutte. We're talking about, she is the, what is your official title?
I'm the Public Information Officer for the Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, featuring two of Redding's hottest DJs. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume contest. Over $2,500 in cash and prizes. Battling DJs on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, only at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, October 30th at 9 p.m. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com and the River Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North Estate Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 7:50 in the morning here on Monday, the 18th of October, and Estate Granite is bringing us a segment. Mike Huber, the racing man, the dog man, but he's also a artist when it comes to working with granite or slate or marble. Yeah, he can make your house look beautiful. He's got great ideas. You get a free consultation. He'll come in and look at it, talk to you about it, and then turn him loose because he gets the job done and it's outstanding. That's Mike Huber at Estate Granite. Give him a call at 241-STONE or go to estategranite.com. It's a veteran-owned business. Mike's one of the good guys. We're here with Carrie Schutte from Health and Human Services. Are things starting to slow down a little bit, Carrie?
Yeah, things, cases are slowing down, not as quickly as we'd like, but you know what, at this point, we'll take it. The one piece that's still a little bit concerning is the hospitalizations. We still are pretty high on hospitalizations, and you know, as when we look at the charts of number of people hospitalized, that chart is coming down, the bump is coming down, but it's the where we are now is where we were at the peak of the winter surge. So that's a lot. The hospitals are busy.
What do we have as far as like kind of ish numbers in the hospital, like our two hospitals here?
So we reported on Friday that we had 42
wow.
in the hospitals and,
yeah.
and 8 in the ICU. And that ICU
okay,
number
that's
is
down.
Lower.
Those
yeah.
are down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, but that's still up because last year in April, I was in the hospital for 4 days, and there was nothing like this number.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it didn't really pick up until last September, though, did it?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that was the onslaught. That's when you went, and there was isolation beginning, and you couldn't go to the emergency room. I was the only person in the emergency room. When does that happen?
Wow.
The only
never,
person in
never,
the emergency
ever.
Room.
Yeah.
No, I take that back. The person who waited, you know, who was at the window was the other person in the emergency area.
Carrie, there's going to be a walkout today in the schools.
Ooh,
yes.
Due
yes,
to,
indeed.
and from what I'm getting, some people are not against vaccinations. It's being forced to have their kids get vaccinated.
Right.
What's Health and Human Services say about this?
Well, you know what? That's the beautiful thing about our country is that people have the right to protest things that they disagree with. So that's happening today. And, you know, so we'll see if that makes a difference at the state level for you know, what's in the works for now.
Why do you think there's such a pushback from police and Southwest Airlines? It's just one group of, you know, the pilots, the police in Chicago, the police and Highway Patrol in Washington State. I mean, in L.A. County, the sheriff says, I'm not enforcing the vaccine mandate. I can't afford to lose 15% of my people.
Sure, and that's really similar, right, to what we saw last year when there were the business restrictions and our local law enforcement said, we don't have the resources to enforce
We're not going to enforce that. So is it an education problem, or is it the feeling that the government is really overreaching this time?
I think that this has turned into such a political thing that that's why we're seeing what we're seeing. I guess I don't really know. I couldn't tell you why. I know that people don't like to be told what to do.
I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but this I know that we're up to 50% now in Shasta County. And are those numbers still going up so that this is what I believe. If you put the education out there long enough, and then you say things like Mark George, 51 years old, died of COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was vaccinated or not, but I kind of feel maybe he wasn't. I don't know that for sure. That people will start, well, I am going to get that shot. And, you know, that I think both sides are entrenched at this point.
Right.
I don't know of any way of changing minds except constantly saying, well, you know, here's the numbers. And that's what I tell people. 94 people in the hospital. I mean, how many are in the hospital right now?
We've got 42 on isolation in the hospital right now.
How many of them were vaccinated?
I can tell you. In the past 3 months, we've had 361 people in the hospital and 31 were vaccinated.
Okay.
So less than 10%.
All right. Well, that's the number I go by.
Same here. And that's why we try and share those numbers, because we really are trying to reinforce that it's not our intention to pick a side politically. For us, public health is about science and keeping our community healthy. And in my view, these numbers are pretty compelling.
Okay. Now, just so everybody knows, is that we got our booster last week. We've had our vaccinations.
That means, actually, when they say booster, it's really shot three.
I guess.
It isn't a booster. Like, when you think about a booster, like with a booster with a tetanus shot, it's shot number three. It hurts like shot number two and shot number one.
Yeah.
And for me personally, I had, you know, I sang on Friday night. Thursday, we did it at 2:45. Carl said, are you sure you want to do this? And I said, well, because I have a compromised immune system, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it now. I may go through a little bit of ick, which I did. I just took a bunch of, you know, 1,000 milligram of Tylenol and just, you know, powered through it. And I said, I don't have the flu. It feels like the flu. I'm just going to get through it.
Yeah.
So we did do it. And we're not saying that this is for you. We're just saying this is what we're doing, because we're out and about. My folks were with us. They're 88. They're 90. I'm singing. I'm out at the club. I'm dealing with people. I'm hugging. I don't want to get anything or breathe on anybody if I had something and give them something. So this makes me feel secure, or makes me feel like that's my kind of like my personal duty if I'm going to be social.
That's how I feel as well. That's why I did the same thing as you.
But we still can pass it. That's the thing.
You can if you get it. And the chance, what we've heard that a lot recently.
Yeah.
And it's not any quality. The chances of you getting it and spreading it are so much lower if you're vaccinated than if you are not. That, you know, it's like saying, well, you know, I can run this red light and I might not get hit. And that's true. But if you don't run the red light, you're much less likely to get hit than you are. You know, I mean, that's an analogy just weird off the top of my head. But it's that vaccine is protecting people from getting really, really sick and dying.
Where are the COVID clinics? Are they going on constantly?
The vaccine clinics?
The shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got there's the state clinics that are at the Benton Drive Senior Center, the Reading Senior Center, on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And then if you go to ShastaReady.org or if you go to MyTurn.ca.gov, you can find all kinds of different options. There's pharmacies. Right now, there's plenty of options to get vaccinated if you're ready to do that.
Okay. Carrie Sheedy, thank you as usual.
Thank you
for coming in.
Thanks
I hope that we're on the downside on this.
Yeah, it's you just and me both.
I'm not sure where this thing is going because, you know, we thought we had one handle, then the variant shows up. And then, you know, you've just got to keep asking yourself, oh, is there going to be another variant? The one thing about the Delta is it seems to be hitting younger people.
Yeah, it is.
But are younger people ending up in the hospital?
Yes.
They are.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, you know what?
This is not going to go away. I just don't think it's going away. So we've got to figure out as a nation, okay, it's here. It's if it had a God forbid if it had a death rate of 10 to 15%, probably things would be different. But it's not, and it doesn't. So and some people can get it and walk away from it. But if we're going to have this with us, we've got to find a way that we can kind of like get on the same sheet of paper with everybody and move forward. But that's not happening right now.
Not yet.
As long as you get edicts going, people are just going to fight it like hell.
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you. Stay safe. All right. When we come back, we've got Susan Wilson and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. We have a few other things we want to talk about.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We will miss him.
General Powell's family says he was fully vaccinated against COVID-19. In a statement posted online, the family writes, "We've lost a remarkable and loving husband, father, grandfather, and a great American." U.S. officials still working to win the release of 17 Christian missionaries, including 5 children, kidnapped by a criminal gang over the weekend in Haiti.
That gang, the 400 Mwozo, or Quetzal Mwozo, is notorious in Haiti for kidnappings, extortion, and killings, according to authorities. The missionaries, 16 Americans and 1 Canadian, are with the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries and are in Haiti building an orphanage. The U.S. State Department says it's working with Haitian officials, and the welfare and safety of U.S. citizens abroad is one of the highest priorities. Kidnappings there have risen since the country's president was assassinated, and ransom demands range from a couple hundred to more than $1 million. I'm Julie Walker.
The impact of Hurricane Ida blamed for close to half of last month's 1.3% drop in U.S. industrial output. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow down 78 points, the Nasdaq 31 points higher, and the S&P trading 1 point higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, people are home with their pet more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Olive got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Digging, scratching and itching and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DINOVITE.com.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dynavite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dynavite from Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Qatar says it will not comply with all of the tenets of the Abraham Accords, insisting Israel concede land to the Palestinians. The Media Line's Felice Friedson reports.
Only days after the first anniversary of the Abraham Accords was celebrated in Jerusalem, a Qatari official reiterated that his nation will not be following the leads of the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco by becoming the next Arab state to sign a normalization agreement with Israel. Qatar's Foreign Minister, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani, told the Global Security Conference in Doha that Israel needs to end the occupation of the Palestinians before Qatar will look at normalization. Al Thani dismissed the positive reference to Israel's new Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, remarking that Prime Minister Netanyahu's successor has yet to deliver any real steps to solve the conflict. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org, townhall.com. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will lead a special session of tributes in Parliament to a Conservative lawmaker stabbed to death as he met with his constituents. The attack fueling concern about politicians' safety when they're out and about.
A 25-year-old British man with a Somali heritage, Ali Harbi Ali, is being held under the Terrorism Act on suspicion of murder in David Ames's killing. Police say the suspect appears to have acted alone and may have had motivation linked to Islamist extremism. The death of the popular legislator who had served in Parliament for almost 40 years shocked Britain, especially its political class. It came 5 years after Labour Party lawmaker Joe Cox was shot and stabbed to death by a far-right extremist. Zaria Shakili, London.
China has reportedly tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile, although Beijing denies that claim. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 18th of October, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, our FM station is down because there is no power flowing to South Fork. The AM's up, and our, of course, our
online
streaming is up.
Yes.
I just want to apologize. It's not us. It's
1460.com.
It's PG&E, apparently.
Oh, boy.
They had a scheduled outage, which I don't understand because it just rained. But
yep. So, but they had a scheduled outage, so that's what happened. And Jared's there. Good morning, Jared. No beer
good morning.
Day today. So, kind of.
What else? What other kind of day do we have today? National Day.
Nothing really exciting. Clean your virtual desktop day. Or
okay.
Legging day.
Oh.
It seems a little cold in the year for leggings, but.
No, leggings are very popular with the big sweater and warm leggings, yes.
I've never worn them, so I don't know.
Well, you don't know what you're missing until you put on a pair of leggings. Every man, in my opinion, should once in their lives dress as a woman. So they can feel what it feels like.
When we were training as second lieutenant.
You think I'm weird, but I mean it.
Listen to this one. And when we were in Virginia, going through, and Virginia gets cold, we came back from one of our overnighters, and we had an officer that had married an American girl. He was from the British Army and had been an officer in that. And when we were, you know, we all had a locker room. And he's stripping down. He had a pair of pantyhose on. Now, just the fact that you have a fellow officer with pantyhose on, and everybody looked at him, and nobody really wanted to say anything because nobody had ever seen that before. And then somebody did ask, Peter, pantyhose? He goes, do you realize how warm these are? You put these on underneath your long, you know, your issued long underwear. And he says, you stay absolutely warm.
Now, were they really, when you say pantyhose.
Well, if they were pantyhose. Anyway, needless to say, the next time we went out in the field and there was snow and all this, there were more than one pair of pantyhose that was in the locker room.
Well, you could put tights on, but when you say pantyhose, in my opinion, and Susan, you may chime in here, that's like a little brown thing, and then the legs are clear, and that's, you know, so you look like
okay, it wasn't that.
All right. Thank you. Because to me,
but
it's like, well,
like,
did he have pink pants on underneath that?
No,
because that's
no.
A little cross-dressing right there.
No, it was.
Tights
it,
are
it
one
was,
thing.
Maybe it was more like a leggings.
Thank you.
But it was something you never saw
never
anybody
saw
wear.
Before.
You
yeah.
saw women, you know, that would be something. But by the time the next time went around, you know, he was absolutely right. So.
Well, those are like when you go
now,
out.
Unless
when
you wore the real sheer ones.
When you were, exactly. So when you go camping, let me just clarify this because that can just get really kinky weird. Well, not that I'm judging because do whatever you want to do. But when you go out in the field in your camo or whatever, you got some leggings on. We got little next to, you know, the thin leggings underneath it in order to make you warm. Okay, let's talk about the weather. because whenever it gets uncomfortable, it's a polite thing to talk. Remember in...
It's called distract in my 5Ds.
Yeah.
You move on to something else.
You talk about the weather because remember in My Fair Lady... Only talk about the weather. All right, so the main and spin. Slight chance of showers today with a high of 60, overnight lows of 43. Tomorrow calls for 62. Rain throughout the week, except for tomorrow's partly sunny. Wednesday rain with 56. Thursday, this is so turtleneck weather. Love it. 61 on Thursday and leggings. Or if you want to put pantyhose under your pants, it's your thing. Friday, rain again with 64. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated in Anderson, the Kenny family. 365-2793.
Okay. There's a Shasta County School walkout starting today. And there's going to be a rally at the River Park next to the Sundial Bridge. Bring signs, chairs, blankets, and lunch. And for the freedom to choose, for their right to education, for our kids, for our future. This is, I'm reading it right off their poster right here. So, this is a big thing. Seems like they've been, you know, hundreds of people been gathering together, healthcare professionals, regular parents, you know, that aren't in healthcare. And Susan here with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. I think what they're getting at is you're telling me to vaccinate my child. I should have something to say about this.
Of course. And parents, of course, have every responsibility to give permission for their children. Their children can't get vaccinated under 18 without a parent's signature. And in some places, without the parent themselves present. You know, so... parents do have that responsibility, and I look at it as a responsibility. You know, you want your child to go to school, you want your child to play football, you want your child to not get sick, you want your child not to die. I have to say, I think I read an article that said something like 545 children under the age of 18 have died in California. But if one of those was yours, it hurts, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and each one of them is a loss.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the overall mm-hmm. numbers, of course, that's infinitesimal. But it's still
important.
We lost a member of our community, Mark George.
Yes.
And from what I, you know, from COVID, I don't know whether he was vaccinated or not. I just don't know. I'm not even gonna presume to know that.
Mm-hmm.
but it's. I think everybody has known somebody that
mm-hmm.
COVID has touched. However, when we get into, and for, this is why I think, you know, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Everybody, you know, should have the dignity of being treated the same.
Exactly.
Right? And yet when you start coming down with an edict from the governor that says everybody, every public health worker, every public employee, county, city,
every school teacher,
everybody, you will be vaccinated. It takes away. It's just like when he shut down the whole state, the restaurants, that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That Monday at noon, and he shut down all the restaurants. It didn't fit every situation. It was up in Northern California, we had much less numbers. Alturas had no numbers. And yet he shut down everything.
You know,
I think decisions like that, people see bad decisions like that, and then they, you know, well, he's totally wrong on this. And yet there's still, you know, these other decisions people.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I would say is sometimes when the public health, and you just had Carrie Schutte on your show, so
mm-hmm.
sometimes when public health has a responsibility, the edicts come, you know, and I would say that one of those was seatbelts. You got to wear your seatbelt. It's the law.
But I don't have to wear my seatbelt to work.
No, you don't have to wear your seatbelt to work.
I mean, you know, I don't mean driving. I mean... If I get a ticket for not wearing my seatbelt, that's a personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to wear my
seatbelt. But it is a law.
It is a law, but I'm not going to lose my job by not wearing a seatbelt unless I'm in some kind of transportation, you know, business that says you will wear your seatbelt while you're driving.
And I bet there are some jobs in the United States where you have to meet certain qualifications.
Oh, no, you do.
Some of them might be COVID, but I mean, there are a lot of qualifications that you have to meet. For example, everybody that works for me has to have their fingerprints done and has to get a DOJ clearance. Everybody. You can't work for me otherwise.
Well, to work for us, you have to have a background.
Mm-hmm.
And do a drug test. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
I mean, a driver, a seatbelt is the same as the governor telling you you have to shoot something in your body or you can't work. I mean, honest, that's kind of a stretch. It could be a law, but this isn't a law, by the way. It's a mandate. Big difference. Only the legislative bodies can pass laws, not the governor. That's why we have the separation of powers. You talked about the vaccine. We just recently heard of and mourned an umpire who died who was fully vaccinated of COVID in Southern California. We know of people, the San Francisco Giants, couldn't field their fully vaccinated pitching staff because they got COVID. One got very sick. The New Orleans Saints had seven of their coaches, after being fully vaccinated with a booster, on the COVID list. So really and truly, it should be people's choice, especially something that isn't proven to work. You know, I mean, this whole conversation is there such a thing as an inalienable right? Is there such a thing as constitutionally protected rights? Or is it like a seatbelt? I think that we've gone way past the position of all these, here's my view, your truth, my truth. The truth is that people still die when they take the vax. There are ramifications. It hasn't been approved. And there is no ramifications or responsibility of any of the people who have made the vaccines to guarantee it. Would you buy brakes, put them in your car, put your kids in the car, get in a wreck, and then the people who sold you the brakes said, well, it's the luck of the draw. The brakes were no good.
Well, of course not. But you see, there you're going for in breaks, and when you're going for vaccinations on a disease, it's
that's not a vaccination. They even say it themselves. That's the whole thing. I mean, it might help you to get it less, but I mean, we can get boosters from now till whenever. Whole thing is, it should be personal choice. That's the deal. The government has no constitutional responsibility.
I agree with
either
that.
State or federal. It's not a law. It's a mandate. And the only time that a mandate becomes a law is if we let them. As
okay,
Chris
Terry.
Clark says.
I expect you'll be down at the Sundial Bridge this morning, 10 o'clock.
I am going to be doing a podcast on Mountaintop Media this morning, and then this afternoon we're going to do a special podcast with Mark and Cindy Baird on Mountaintop Media. So, no, I won't be there, but I'm sure my wife will.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. Thanks for calling. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, where I go to pick out those special gifts for Linda. Four Winds Jewelry, great people down there, great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. We'll be right back.
So there'd be no doubt, called on the North Wind to come on out, then cupped his hands so proudly to shout, la-di-da, la-di-da.
Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is backed by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added French Red Hot Buffalo wing sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
What do your neighbors say about the Fountain Wind Project?
The Fountain Wind Project is near and dear to my heart. We need more electric producing facilities.
The job creation, the money that's going to go to Shasta County from the tax revenues, the construction jobs that are going to benefit all of our businesses, you know, that's the heart of this.
The project is predicted to generate over $50 million. Fountain Wind
is bringing high-paying jobs to this area, not just for the construction period, but long after.
I support what wind and energy brings to us as a community, as a state, as a country, in the world.
We all know right now fire prevention and fuels reduction are key topics, and especially in the area that we live in. So join me in helping to see the Fountain Wind Project come to fruition.
Join your neighbors and support Fountain Wind to bring increased fire prevention, $50 million in tax revenue, and clean energy to Shasta County.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer paintball excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Sinorama, Redding Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the...
Good morning. Welcome to Monday morning. Okay. FM, PG&E, Tower, out, FM. All right, we'll be on pretty soon, whatever. But AM is here, and we are at KCNR1460.com.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. People are having problems getting fire insurance. Give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. She's been splendid at getting people fire insurance after these never-ending fires that we're having up here. And then your insurance is canceled, even though just because you're in a certain area, rural area. Well, Judy Maxwell has been helping people regain insurance or finding them insurance for their homes. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. Again, give her a call at 221-0441. We're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and ACEs. Adverse childhood experiences.
Yes.
During the COVID. When you lock down people, one of the things that we talked about from the very beginning here, and other people have too, is the collateral damage.
Yes.
Caused by, we're shutting down all the schools, we're shutting businesses down so people don't have, they don't have the jobs they need, so they're staying at home. It's a two-income family, so that the kids have to go to school for both of them to work. Well, now the kids are at home, so one of them can't work.
Or has to work at home, which brings its own set of difficulties.
Yeah. So have the number of adverse childhood experiences grown?
So we suspect so. Because, just to remind people what the adverse childhood experiences are, is we have 10 of them. We have 5 that are around neglect or abuse. And when we talk about neglect, we talk emotional neglect and physical neglect. When we talk abuse, we talk emotional, physical, and sexual abuse. And then we have the family dysfunction ones. And when we talk about family dysfunction, we're talking about marital separation. We're talking about parents with mental health disorders or parents who use substances. And we know that the use of substances has increased during this period of time. We have those kinds of things. So one of the things I brought you today was this map, this picture that looks like this. And for the audience, it's just a picture of a tree and a picture of the roots of the tree. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I say to people is adverse childhood experiences, they're part of life. You know, they are part of life. I don't think there's a parent that could ever say, there wasn't a time when I didn't emotionally not meet the needs of my child.
Oh, yes.
You know, to be honest. Many people consider spanking, which was a very common, mm-hmm. or maybe still is, since I don't parent at home anymore, but that could be called physical abuse. Sometimes it turns into physical abuse because it's anger from a parent to a child,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing. So one of the things that I like to do when I talk about ACEs is I like to put them in perspective of the community. And if you look at the community as the roots of the tree, and if you look at the adverse childhood experiences as the leaves of the tree, okay, so we know that these things exist, but they wouldn't exist if you didn't have some adverse community environment to go with it. And we have some of that. We have poverty in this community. Would you agree with that? Pretty high poverty levels in Chester County.
Yes.
We have pretty high poverty levels. We have one of the highest child maltreatment levels in the state of California. We have one of the highest foster care rates. That means we take kids away from their parents because of things like adverse childhood experiences, you know, neglect, mm-hmm. abuse, inability to parent. So we have those things, and the big question becomes, how do you then change ACEs? How do you keep them from going up? How do you get them to go down? You know, and I belong to a group of people that we're trying to figure out how to get them to go down. How do we do that? How do we change the world? We can't reduce adverse childhood experiences unless we change the community that we live in. I guess that's what I'm getting at. You know.
Well, part of the problem is it's an economic one. Right now, there are more jobs out there than it appears than people willing
who want
to work.
Them. Yeah.
So you know, it's you know, we talk about that. You know, the levels of poverty, how much we're paying people has gone up dramatically. Mary's Pizza is paying like $22 an hour. Other places are paying more money. They're paying that $15 an hour that everybody was afraid of. Restaurants, but people are still having problems getting people to work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's more than when you say poverty. We could drop that poverty level dramatically mm-hmm. if they were willing to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now you've got to go back into it and say, how do you change their mindset?
Mm-hmm.
We have friends that adopted their grandson because their son is a heroin addict.
Yes.
They've had four kids. Every one of them is out in foster care. There's no sense of responsibility, obviously, for those two, the father and mother of these kids. And yet you can't do anything about it. She can still keep having kids anytime she wants.
Yes.
Well, let's shift a little bit about societal pressure because, you know, my mind works in, as we have conversations, I get pictures and imprints from only what I know.
Sure.
So when I think of my parents' generation, they were just visiting my mother, when you think of a generation before Starbucks drive-through and $5.50 coffee, and you think about the fact that we have minimum wage,
mm-hmm.
and I tell Carl, so two coffees in 10 minutes is what somebody will work an hour for.
Yes.
Which is just, it's so unbalanced. And when you think about the older generation, before it was so fast and before it was so competitive, today on an average high school or it's very common for them to do Starbucks, have their hair done, wear their nails done, wear, would you think about, you know, and the tattoos, there you go. If you add all that up and you think about getting minimum wage,
it doesn't add up.
So how has that become so askew? And how do you go back to families that are starting
strong
off and trying to begin to have this, we don't need that, but every day they go to school, but everybody else at school has that. Everybody else is doing it.
Yeah. One of the things that I thought about talking about, maybe we'll talk about this next time, is what I call the culture of poverty. You know, and what is poverty? It's really a subculture of our regular culture, you know. So I think that's an important way of looking at poverty and looking at of the way that they are thinking about this. I think about it differently because I work with kids every day. And I want those kids to have vaccinations so that they can have the opportunities in life that I think that they need to overcome the adverse childhood experiences
right.
that they have. Not every child comes with a strong family.
Right.
Not every child comes with a strong family. And that should be a goal for all of us. And when we talk about COVID vaccinations, that is one of the things we're trying to build. You know, I read the story about the parents, two parents of seven children died of COVID. What happens to those seven children, you know, age 2 to whatever they were, 13?
I don't know. There's, same thing that would have happened if they were killed in a car wreck.
Exactly.
So, hey, it's 8:30. We've got to take a quick break. By the way, over 1,500 customers are out of power this morning from PG&E. They say it started in some places at 4 a.m., that's what's going on with our FM station right now, or our tower right now, is the power is off up there. And there's no estimated time when power will be restored. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of America's highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. They receive 4 out of 5 stars in specifically target categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacement. All of this right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we
do about them? Hi, this is Dan Beans, Director of Redding Electric Utility. Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutters and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming in proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Base light pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Laux Landscape Supply carries all your sand, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects, whether you pick up or we deliver. Now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Good morning and welcome back to our beautiful Monday morning here at KCNR. It's currently, oh my gosh, what is it?
It's currently 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. My barbershop of choice for the last 14 years. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478 and enjoy a great haircut at Man's Last Stronghold.
Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios.
You could go, you know, honey, you could get your haircut there, and Susan, you could get your haircut there. Just, you know, I'm just saying is it may not be exactly, because they're not stylists, they cut hair.
It's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. Slight chance of rain and mostly sunny are today. The highs are going to be 60.
And isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yeah. And you got a nice little white turtleneck on there. 43 tonight. Windows open. Shasta Gas Propane brings this to us. So we are here talking about
adverse childhood experience.
Yes, and you brought some wonderful flyers. I want to talk about the development in this flyer that you brought, Susan. You're talking about brain development
of very young children.
Of very young children. Okay. Now, this is just from stress.
So you have to think about stress. You know, stress is on a continuum. There's a little bit of stress, and there's toxic stress. It's just a long line. So everybody needs a little stress. We grow from a little stress. We grow from interacting and, oh, I fell down and I scraped my knee. Oh, well, I can still run, and off you go. But then there's this thing that we call toxic stress. And that's toxic stress actually has a definition. They talk about stress that lasts longer than a certain amount of time and causes bodily changes. When you get stressed, there's a part of your brain, I could come up with it all, but there's a part of your brain that really sends hormones, sends chemicals to the rest of your body. This Marine over here probably knows that.
Yeah,
they tell you, you are going to jump out of this plane right now, and it's the second time you've jumped out of a plane.
First time's different, yeah.
Yeah, first time's kind of exciting. Second time know what can happen to you.
Well, second time is when you get a lot of injuries there.
Yeah.
I mean, people do because they freeze up. But what you're talking about is cortisol. And it's part of the post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome that so much cortisol is being produced constantly when you're, because it's an adrenaline.
And it changes the way your body works.
It changes the way that you're, you know, it will affect your brain. It's well known.
So when you take that with a very young child, it changes the way, it teaches your body to work a different way. When you're a 21-year-old Marine learning to jump out of a perfectly good airplane for no reason whatsoever, to jump, their body has already constructed its pathways, its ways it's going to work. When you put toxic stress in the way of a young child, and when I'm talking about very young child, I'm talking 5 years and below,
mm-hmm.
but any child, really. Your body, think of your brain. When you're born, you have billions of brain cells that are talking to each other. Those just multiply until you get to puberty, 10, 11, 12. When you hit puberty, this is a really critical time for your brain also when you talk about stress, because the brain starts, it's like pruning a tree. It prunes the things that you don't work. So you learn to do lots of things as a little child. Maybe you learn to speak a special language or something like that. But if you don't use it, you lose it. Okay, so you've pruned your brain, and then you start growing your brain again. But you're growing it on patterns that you are part of your life that you have kept. When those patterns are changed by the cortisol in your body that's released by your brain when you are in a toxic stress, a stress situation that you can't do anything about.
All right, so the images that come to my mind, okay, is what we're experiencing in present day time. Yes, we can talk about, you know, what it is to have the abuse at home or bullying in school, but let's talk about what it is for a child who has a learning disability anyway to be masked in school. We don't even know what that effect is going to have 10 years from now.
We don't know.
But they're masked in school, so if they have a tendency to have a speech problem, communication problem, learning disability, they need to look at lips, they need to see expression, they can't, and they're being bound. It's like being bound in a coffin.
Mm-hmm.
All right? All right, so then that's present day. Now let's think back maybe when families, I don't know if there's been studies done about what happened with the Spanish flu, and families gathered and they were masked in those days, but we weren't on the information highway like we are now.
And we didn't have the brain science then. I mean, a lot of this stuff that we're talking about when we talk about ACEs,
yes,
and toxic stress, that's new brain neuroscience. It's new. We're just getting more sophisticated about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know. But we do know that that even when you are in utero, you're a fetus in utero, you get the chemicals from your mother. Your mother lives a difficult life for whatever reason. She takes drugs, mm-hmm. or maybe she's just always depressed and always anxious. The child will also get those feelings, those drugs mm-hmm. in its body because they pass through the mother.
I don't know
what a fetus feels. Even a very young child, part of the issue is not even the feelings. It's not understanding what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Not understanding what is going on. Because you don't have the history, the experience, the time. So it's not a feeling as much as it's a change in the way your body works. Sorry.
Okay, chemical makeup.
Carl.
No, I was going to ask something about when, because people will play music to their baby.
Still
inside the womb. I just wonder when things like that start to impact on them.
There is research that says that has no impact on them, but I would venture to say that it has impact on the mother.
Yeah.
And her feelings have impact on the child.
Yeah.
So does Beethoven have an impact on the fetus itself? Not so sure about that. But does it have an impact on the mother? I think that when mothers are pregnant, we need to spend a lot of time talking about how do we give them positive impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and can you imagine being a mother during COVID time, as I call it? That's got to be tense.
How about fires? How about losing a home?
And so if you look
at the stress of you, what you've gone through, like I have actually heard and read accounts of a child that can't catch its breath. They're born. And later on, they have this
automatic thing.
They trace back when the mother had some kind of trauma that happened in her life, and I'm not saying she was beaten or whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't remember this thing. I think somebody died.
And she couldn't catch her breath.
And she couldn't catch her breath, and it passed on to the baby, which now they were trying to figure out in this lifetime of this child person.
So we call that epigenetics, and that's passing this tendency on from one generation to the next. I'll tell you a fascinating story about World War II. In World War II, Dutch children were dying of starvation. After World War II was over and those children got food, many of them became obese.
Mm.
Their children became obese. Their grandchildren became obese, and their great-grandchildren became obese for exactly the kinds of things that you're talking about. This is what we call epigenetics. So their gene, the way their genome reflected in their body, changed through the generations to accommodate that need that they had
the
so
hunger.
Desperately.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
That their great-great-great-grandmother had. So I think, you know, this is new science, and I would say that we don't know everything there is to know.
Yeah.
And I would say that I flitted right over the top of it.
Well, I will say, and may I add, that our FM is back on. Thank you very much. So thank you, and if you're joining us now on the FM, we are here.
You sure it's back on?
Yeah, I just the radio. Yeah,
because, okay.
Yeah, it's
Hey, by the way, you can also see us on Facebook too.
Citizens Advocating Respect. We always enjoy having you on, and we always talk about an array of topics. Right now, we're discussing
adverse childhood experiences.
Yes, but we've had some interesting guests on. The last time you brought the Sikh guy in. I can't think of
Amarjeet Singh.
He was back in here the other day.
Wonderful guy.
They're having a big event here, a big vaccination. For the Sikh community.
Mm-hmm.
Well
not
too.
Just the Sikh community. You know, there are several of us in town, and I happen to be the lucky recipient of one of these grants as well, that are trying to get information out to folks. So Amarjeet Singh and the Sikh Center are publishing information about vaccinations in every language that we have locally.
Wow.
And so he has beautiful little posters and so on that are going out to different people. My little section happens to be, what kind of information do we need to give youth to make them confident in having a vaccination or not? Keeping in mind that their parents need to give permission.
Yes.
You know, but how do they approach their parents? What are the facts for children? Their parents may or may not know. You know, so that's the kind of information that I'm getting out in the community. I'd be glad to share it with you sometime.
Sure. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2123 Hilltop Drive. They are open 6 days a week for all your tobacco needs and accessories. They have a grab bag of cigars for under $30 that are handpicked. They are more than worth it for that price. And Tobacco and Brew has been supporting not just this station, but our community for our station for the last 11 years, but our community for decades. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2123 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
Down here no more. Can't you see that it's late at night? Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Play our Fall into Winter $75,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in October at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on October 28th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See WinRiver.com for more information.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug flayland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer Pinkball Excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Sinorama, Redding Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Good song, buddy. There's a difference between living and living well. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow, Simpson University, and we've got a guy named Ken Sandusky that's coming on at 7. You ask yourself, who's Ken Sandusky?
I know the name.
It's because he is the public information officer for the Forest Service who rounds up the Mustangs. And they rounded up about 500 Mustangs this year. And people are really get upset about
death
that.
Death threat.
But we're going to find out why they round up Mustangs, what happens to these Mustangs when they're rounded up. And and he'll be on tomorrow at 7. So plus Chuck Kenny from Shasta Gas Propane will be my co-host. And he's going to talk also about why your heating prices are going to go up crazy this winter. I hate to say it, but he's going to explain why. All that tomorrow. We're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and back to Linda and Susan.
Susan, we were talking at the break about adverse childhood experiences and how that chemically changes the brain. And we were discussing that when you have the capability to be able to maybe change or have the fortitude or the know-how or the ability to
or the support
to change, there you go, to maybe help, I don't know, change, but change a lifestyle.
Right. So consider this. We already said that toxic stress changes the way your body works. So you are perfectly capable, or most people are perfectly capable of changing then the way that they respond to the way that their body works. And we call that resilience. We call that learning how to manage situations. So we know the literature shows that the population with four or more ACEs usually dies 10 years earlier. That's because they have developed risky behaviors that go along with the way their body works today. Okay. So what we want is strong families that build resilience. We want strong communities that support kids. We want strong schools. We want to get rid of, and I was on your show once recently talking about, get rid of some of this bullying and harassment. Mm-hmm. Because those are things that damage and support the negative ways your body has learned to react. Whereas if you have somebody, a teacher, the research shows if you have one or more, two or more mentors, people who you can depend on, who are not your parents or your grandparents, it changes your whole trajectory. Mm-hmm. It helps you build resilience. And building resilience is partly about just learning new ways of doing things, new rules to run your body by. You know, for years I ran a substance use treatment, and that's what that was all about. You know, learn different ways to get the high from your world that's not risky behavior that you learned in the genome of your very young body. You know, that's really what we're after there, is building resilience. And so that's why you see in Shasta County, you said that One Safe Place had been here. You know, I do a lot of training on ACEs with One Safe Place and with their mentors.
Right.
So that the mentors that work with the women and men that come through their program have this consciousness of what is toxic stress. How does it work? What is my role in helping this person change the way that they interact with the world?
I'm wondering, as you're discussing this, if schools, if there's a grant that can implement in schools. You know, when I went to school, you had a nurse, and you had a nurse's office. All right? So you mm-hmm. went in, and there were two beds. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
schools
even,
have come a long way since
yeah, I
that.
Don't even, yeah, of course, that was many, many years ago, but mm-hmm. that's what my experience was. So I'm mm-hmm. wondering if there are grants and if there could be somebody besides a counselor to talk about grades
mm-hmm.
that could talk about what's happening at home, what's happening with you with COVID, the feelings you're having with masking, not masking. Because I'm sure there was a wonderful long letter from a student in Record Search Light, letters to the editor on Sunday.
It really was. And it was about what the students think.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, sometimes we don't make good decisions, but adults don't make good decisions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to do with, why do I have to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a well thought out, very articulate
mm-hmm.
letter
mm-hmm.
Saying that, you know, wanting, you know, you can't just ignore the kids.
No.
Which it seems to be is in her opinion. I think her opinion was being done.
Mm-hmm. You know, of course, it goes with the name, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And when we talk about respect, we're talking about kids, too. I mean, a lot of the work that I do is with youth. And that's why I applied for the grant and got the grant that talks about how do you give youth the information they need to make the decisions they need to make.
But if they make that decision and it's totally ignored by the adults for reasons that they don't really understand, what does that tell our kids?
It tells our kids that there are two ways of thinking. It helps build cultural reciprocity. It tells, you know, just because you're an adult does not mean you think correctly. Adults make mistakes, too.
Would you say that, and I asked this to, I talked to One Safe Place about this, because we have such an active domestic violence
group.
Reporting in groups, the police are on it, fire people, emergency people, school teachers, and we have One Safe Place here. The reporting at that point becomes much more.
That's true.
And do you think
in other words, we report a higher rate than other people might because we're
other
effective.
Other counties, because we're very effective. So all of a sudden it raises our rate of domestic violence. Do you? I can't help but think it's because we take ACEs so seriously,
right,
and everybody's involved in it. And you could have a county, a much larger county with a higher, much higher population, have less because
have a lower rate because they don't have the reporting.
Because they don't have the resources
exactly
that we put into
exactly
it. And to me, that's, you know, it's, oh, well, you've got this and this. Well, maybe it's because we take it seriously.